1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Well, it's official. If you're from Wisconsin now, you can't. If you're from Chicago and you visit Wisconsin, you must quarantine now for 2 weeks upon your return. But we weren't the only state that went on the list yesterday. Missouri was on there.
Which list is this?
The Chicago.
There are 26 states on the Chicago list.
Is that what it is? It's up to 26 now.
I believe that's what I counted.
All right. Yeah, but they added Missouri, I want to say North or South Dakota yesterday, Wisconsin. So they're basically, you're becoming a prisoner of your city.
Filthy for Chicago.
Yeah. Well, a good part of the country is actually. They're going, nope. Oh, we're the problem with Chicago. Isn't that rich?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Now, that wouldn't bother me most of the time. And I'm thinking, what do I care if I can't go to Chicago? I don't have anything coming up in Chicago. But right when I think that, there will be something I need to go to Chicago for. I don't know what it is, but in the next week or two, something's going to pop up that they're going to go, well, you have to go to Chicago to do that. And it's going to be, I can't. They've outlawed me. Well, if I shower, can I come there? No.
Can we outlaw them from coming here?
Well,
I think we can.
We should.
Why will we?
The mayor said
tit for tat.
That's what the mayor said he didn't want to do yesterday. He didn't want to go tit for tat with
our
Chicago.
Mayor?
Yeah, so we got the tat, but he did not give them the tit yesterday.
I think we should give them some tit.
Some tit to Chicago.
Yeah, well, everywhere, I mean, if you go up north anywhere, it's just loaded with Illinois plates. Like more so than usual this summer.
Well, yeah, because they can't do anything in their state. But everything is closed.
But Tom Barrett is only the mayor of Milwaukee. He could give them all the tit he has.
Yeah.
But that's not going to stop
Chicagoans
from traveling up to the northern climes of the
state. No, but you know what he could do? If he put a ban on Chicago people, they couldn't come to the convention that's coming to Milwaukee.
Oh, burn!
Yes! Oh, yeah!
Wait.
No one's coming to that anyway.
But maybe his buddy, another Democrat, Tony Evers, will support him and the mistreatment of
Tom Barrett?
Tom Barrett.
Tom Barrett, okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about Lori Lightfoot.
Well, they're all Democrats, aren't they?
That's why I wanted to be clear. Okay, all right. So,
well, you know, and by the way,
what do you want,
Tony? Subject.
Wait, I want to know what you want Tony Evers to do. To fold
tit
to Chicago.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you want Tony to get
supply
out
the tit.
Tit and Tom Barrett to supply some tit.
Yes.
For the tat that we took yesterday.
It would be the return for the tat. Since Tom Barrett can't supply the tit, Tony Evers can swoop over and give tit for Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
Governor Evers is here. What does he want? I think he's got some tit with him. I'm pretty sure he's got a big, I looked in the bed of his truck, it looked like it was full of tit.
So,
shouldn't have gave him that tat.
Yeah. Chicago.
Well, tell him he can't come here. Chicago
unloaded some tat, but all of Wisconsin unloaded some tit.
Now, here's the question. If the Democrats in the Wisconsin Senate don't like something that's going on, where do they run to now?
Well, I don't know.
Well, they didn't go to Chicago before. They went to Rockford, and they can still go there and hide out for whatever amount of time they like.
I don't know.
So.
But, you know, as long as you bring up borders.
Yes.
And all this COVID stuff, that's something else you don't see much of today, is it? Where's Jim Acosta blubbering down at the U.S.-Mexico border about how it'd be a great idea to have open borders and people just running pell-mell, willy-nilly, one way and another? Mm. You should have open borders. You should have Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden all have to wear a toilet seat around their necks that says, I supported open borders all during this COVID crap.
Toilet seat.
Yes.
Now, I would like that.
Now, because I was going to say horse collar, but to hell with the horse collar. Toilet seat.
Sure.
About the same size, more embarrassing.
Now, can you do that?
Huh?
When you get into politics, do you sign something that says, now, as a show of humiliation,
well,
you may
have, I'll say,
no, there is nothing like that. They just back away from it. They don't talk about it. That's all. There's no, it's almost like sports predictions. They just go away.
Well, because the people who were blubbering about it, your Jim Acostas and so forth, they don't look so good if they keep harping on that. They've moved on to the next protest because they don't like Trump. They'll side with the Democrats no matter what the Democrats' side is because that's all about socialism, but I just want to know where all the border blubbering is. Where are all the lines of people waiting to get in the United States?
Mm-hmm. There's no more children in cages down there?
Where's all that? What happened to all that?
Yeah.
Why don't we just let them in? Just let them in!
Let them out of those cages.
Where's all that? Every time I hear Nancy Pelosi talk about the bungled coronavirus handling, I go, yeah, but if we were listening to you, we'd just have people running across the border like any which way they wanted, and fine. Where's that?
If it were up to her, you'd have more trouble getting into a county fair than into this state or into this country.
Where is it? Jim Acosta, go stand by the wall. Cut a hole in it.
640. Where were we? I'm sorry. Carrie,
made myself mad.
News is coming up. What do you have?
So are you a human or a dog, sir?
Well, we had the woman who gave up her what practice?
Ophthalmology
practice to be a dog on the internet, right? To
on TikTok,
yeah, $20
right?
subscriptions. No, OnlyFans.com.
Oh,
it's a new gross thing you don't want to know about.
All right, I don't know the difference.
Yeah, just don't.
Is it on the dark web?
You'll
or
never
the lit
go.
Web?
I have come to understand that TikTok is like rather pornographic.
I think everything out there has a pornographic angle until they clean it up, and then it goes pornographic again, and then.
I thought it was just a dance video. I thought it was where you went and posted, like, if you could floss. You
well,
posted that on TikTok.
Some court in Egypt just sentenced several young women to 2 years in prison for their TikTok dance video.
Someone's always going to try to get away with all of that.
I am so out of the loop on that. Anyway.
Arnold Schwarzenegger introduced me to TikTok when he was bicycling around
his
in his backyard with his ponies.
Ponies.
He had miniature horses.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever heard of it.
They were chasing him.
Ow,
right?
TikTok.
What was that again?
I got it.
You heard me.
He said, come on, ponies, come.
Ow, TikTok.
Bitte.